going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wow, that was really taxing, wasn't it?
I just gotta be confident because the
floor is still not clean.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is like Groundhog Day over here.
If you are a fan of Food Network, you know the name Ann Burrell, and you're as surprised as everybody is to hear that Ann Burrell, celebrity chef and beloved Food Network host, passed away yesterday, only 55 years old, Tammy.
Yeah, it was really sad when I saw it. I thought at first it was one of those stupid clickbait ads when I saw it come across my social media, but it is true. And I absolutely loved her on The Worst Cooks in America. It was one of my favorite shows that she did. She was one of my favorites to watch on Food Network shows just because she was just so herself and so fun. And she had a way of making people feel like they could do anything.
Yeah, she was all over Food Network, beginning her career as her television career, we should say, as a sous chef on Iron Chef America. She did that in 2005, went on to host Food Network's Secrets of a Restaurant Chef for 9 seasons before becoming the longtime host, as Tammy mentioned, of Worst Cooks in America, where she helped amateur cooks hone their skills. Chef Wanted, a Chopped, Food Network star, mm-hmm. and most recently, House of Knives. She was literally all over Food Network.
Yeah, it's really sad. Ann's family confirmed her death in a statement saying Ann was a beloved wife, sister, daughter, stepmother, and friend. Her smile lit up every room she entered. And though she's no longer with us, her warmth, spirit, and boundless love remain eternal.
Everybody on Food Network is reacting with shock because, again, just 55. Allegedly, it's a heart attack. If you're a Food Network fan, you are mourning the death this morning of Ann Burrell.
Gets hit. All right, so what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
That's 100% on purpose.
Okay. Audio courtesy of Sportsnet LA. Short story, Dodgers win over the Padres last night, 8-6. Mm-hmm. Long story, oh boy, were emotions boiling over yesterday. You just heard? That was Ohtani getting plunked by Randy Vasquez. Before that happened, Fernando Tatis got plunked by the Dodgers pitcher. Was either pitch on purpose? I don't believe it was, but either way, this rivalry just continues to just have drama, and the Padres just continue this season, unfortunately for my heart, to lose to the Dodgers.
I know. How are you feeling today?
You just want it over, right? Yeah, that's actually exactly what I wanted. It's so funny because last week I was so excited for the season series to begin with the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and it just hasn't gone well. We won one, and that's all we've done so far. So instead of focusing on the did they hit us on purpose argument or the fact that the Dodgers beat us again. Let's, as I tried to do yesterday, focus on positive stuff for the San Diego Padres. First things first, we got to take care of these next two games still against the Dodgers, unfortunately.
I thought it was just one.
No,
I thought tonight was it.
No, we got tonight and tomorrow. Okay. But as soon as that's done, Pods head home. They take on the Kansas City Royals, and it is Star Wars night. Let's get you in a better mood. Friday, party in the park, Star Wars beer fest. Sunday, kids fest.
Nice.
And Monday, when the Nationals roll into town, you get that Fernando Tatis Jr. bat flip bobblehead, which I have not stopped playing with since it was delivered here yesterday. I'm so excited.
If you want to see what that's like, by the way, John got one a little early, and the video is up on KSON and John and Tammy's Instagram. And yes, John has been playing with it, and we actually had to move it away from him for a while so he could focus on his job.
Stop. I'm a
that's
grown
true.
Man.
That's true. I know you are.
I'm a grown man.
Which is why we moved it.
If anybody on the San Diego Padres are listening right now, anybody, I don't care if it's our manager, Mike Schilt, I don't care if it's, I would love it to be Manny Machado, but whatever. Heck, it could be Churro Guy.
Okay.
You got two more games against the Dodgers. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You've been in every game. It's not like you're getting blown out. Mm. Let's go. You've got two games to salvage this series. Let's get things done. Remember, you can hear every pitch of every game on 97.3 The Fan. Our guys right down the hall, the flagship station of the San Diego Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, Terry is in East Lake. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Appreciate you asking. Hey, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, it's time to take a break.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Terry, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside from Custom Gates and Garage Doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
In the Who Cares news file, Kanye West may have changed his name again. Which Kardashian was Kanye married to?
Kim.
Artem Chingstineff, a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars, had a birthday recently. I'm pretty sure I'm not butchering that name at all. What is the name of the trophy that the winner of Dancing with the Stars gets?
The Mirror Ball Trophy.
An animated Stranger Things spinoff called Tales from 85 will air sometime next year. It'll take place between seasons 2 and 3. What number season is the upcoming season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
Mariska Hargitay posed with Christopher Maloney at the premiere of the new documentary My Mom Jane, and the camera caught her copping a feel of Chris's caboose. The two are the stars of a show that is a spinoff of a classic show that's been on the air in some capacity since 1990. What is that classic show?
Law and Order.
And 42-year-old George Guntas won a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest in New York City. He says, quote, "Let's hang out and have a beer, make a new friend. Vamos, Pedro." Pedro is the star of this post-apocalyptic zombie HBO series that is in its second season. What's it called?
The Mandalorian.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Terry, what's happening with you today?
I did a bunch of errands yesterday. Today's a day off, and then going to the fair tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. Nice little plans. Good for you. Terry did 4 out of 5, Tammy.
Wow.
Yeah. In the Who Cares news file, Kanye West may have changed his name again. Which Kardashian was Kanye married to?
Kim.
That's correct. Terry knew that. 1-1. Here we go again. Artem Chingstineff, a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars, had a birthday yesterday. What is the name of the trophy the winners of Dancing with the Stars get?
Mirror Ball Trophy.
I mean, what are the chances I got any part of his last name right? I don't know. It's 2-2. An animated Stranger Things spinoff called Tales from 85 will air sometime next year. It'll take place between seasons 2 and 3. What number season is the upcoming season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
5 is right. Terry knew that. 3-3. Mariska Hargitay posed with Christopher Maloney at the premiere of her new documentary, My Mom Jane, and the camera cut her copping a feel of Chris's butt. The two are the stars of a show that's a spinoff of a classic show that's been on the air in some capacity since 1990. What is that show?
Law and Order SVU.
Actually looking for the original show, but that's fine. Law and Order. It is now 4-4. And finally, 42-year-old George Guntas won a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest in New York City. He said, quote, "Let's hang out, have a beer, make a new friend. Vamos, Pedro." Pedro is a star of this post-apocalyptic zombie HBO series that's in its second season. What's it called?
End of Us, The Last of Us. This is Us, The Last of Us. Oh, shoot. The Last of Us?
Got it.
Yeah, that's right. Puts yourself through such turmoil just to get the right answer.
Is there another show called This Is Us, too?
This Is Us was a show, yes. Okay. But pretty sure Pedro had nothing to do with that.
Well, yeah.
Terry met with Mandalorian, and Pedro Pascal, while is the Mandalorian, is not. That's not the show we are looking for. Guy's doing everything is the moral of the story. Terry, today Tammy gets a clean sweep. 5-4. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have 4 tickets now to enjoy the San Diego Fair again running through July 6th.
My granddaughters come in next Tuesday, so we'll be taking them.
Terry, doing it again. Good for you. Have a wonderful day today. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Terry Anislake. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Maria is sitting in her car right now at work. Maria, mm-hmm. How long have you been sitting in the parking lot of the place where you work?
20 minutes.
And Maria sits in her car, and she's on her phone scrolling through things.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I look at the Vons app to see what's the deals. I check my emails. I go through Instagram for a little bit.
So while you're doing that, what does it do for you before you get into work? You know, like you're saying you're checking for deals, and I get scrolling through social media for a little bit. How does that help you get ready for work?
I think I don't get distracted. And so if I get it over with, or I look at it within 20 minutes, I just go straight into work and know I won't have that chance to do so through the day unless it's a break time.
Is this an everyday thing for you?
Even at night, yeah.
So you get to work every day and you hang for like 20 minutes and just check your phone before you go in.
Yeah.
I guess we have to apologize to producer Jessica.
Maria, do you have kids?
6 and 9.
Oh, that's all you needed to ask, John, because you don't have time to do that kind of scrolling to check deals or check TikTok or
nothing.
Jessica, you're not checking deals. You're looking at TikTok. Let's be honest.
No, sometimes I'm doing Amazon or Walmart shopping because I now am only exclusive shopping for groceries online because I just don't have time.
You order everything now, don't you? And go pick it up.
I don't have time to go to the store anymore. So I just, sometimes I'm getting my Walmart order for the day. Sometimes I'm looking at deals at Costco. And sometimes I am scrolling because there's no other real times where I have that time to myself. And Maria, do you feel that too?
Exactly. Sports and everything,
Wow. Oh, well, Tammy, I think we have to apologize.
It's just nice and relaxing to just do that for 20 minutes, and then you go into the mindset of work after that.
All right. Well, there you go. We stand corrected.
Interesting perspective. I didn't think about it that way.
Maria, I hate to break it to you. You have to go to work.
I'm in the parking lot. I do have to go to work.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time with us this morning.
Oh, of course. Anytime for you guys.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Are you like Maria? Are you like producer Jessica? Admittedly, Tim and I kind of thought it was weird that Jessica sits in her car. It kind of freaks me out.
Well, and here's the thing. I do all that before I come to work, and I didn't think about the fact of having little kids at home that might keep you from doing that.
Sure, and I do it at work. Why not?
Yeah. That's true.
833-287-1037. Are you like Maria and producer Jessica? Do you take the time before you go into work? Granted, you're at work. You're in the parking lot. You're in your car. And yet you still need 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes to just get yourself together, check your email, do what you got to do before you go into the building. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Is sitting in your car before you go into your office, at your office, weird?
Yeah, scrolling through your phone for more than a minute or two.
Apparently, it's more common than we think. We go to Heather in La Mesa. Heather, is this you?
If it's weird, I'm hyper weird.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to just like pucker up on the butt cheek there. I spend an hour to an hour and a half in my car listening to my favorite radio station, KSON.
Oh.
Thank you. Kind of hoping that you were going to say that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I usually work between 8 and 8:30. My shift schedules. I have a hyper stressful job, and I have to go from La Mesa to Hillcrest area. One, you never know who's going to whack into a flagpole just because it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday or whatever. So traffic, I don't have to stress about traffic because if something happens, I have time to get to work on time.
So okay. You take your time, and whenever you get there, you get there. And whatever time you have left before you start work, you sit and listen to the radio.
I sit, I drink my coffee, I catch up on emails, I look for a new job, I listen to you guys.
And it's your own private space. I'm really starting to get that. It's your own private space. There's nobody else around you and nobody bugging you. I get it. Thank you so much, Heather.
You're welcome.
Gina's in Vista. Do you spend time in your car, maybe going through your phone, doing stuff before work, and how long?
So I drive from Vista to Hillcrest. That's a 40-minute drive or so. But I'll drive to there super early, sit in the car, put my makeup on, and I will then do the same thing as she does, email, Instagram, because I just feel like I feel like I'm going to miss traffic that way.
So you don't worry. That way, if there is some problem with traffic, you're still not late. If you get there too early, that's okay. You'll do your makeup, do everything else. I mean, I'm starting to understand this, and especially avoiding the bad traffic. It makes sense to me.
Definitely. And I do have 3 kids, and my job is 12-hour shifts, so that day is totally shot for being able to do anything productive. So.
I totally get it.
All right.
Thank you.
Not as unusual as we thought. Producer Jessica, we apologize.
Yeah. I mean, I get it now. And I especially get the whole thing. It's my own space and avoiding traffic, taking my time.
When I hear those situations, it actually makes perfect sense to me. I've done a complete 180 thought process on this. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's been a while since we had a Jessica Fish update. If you remember correctly, Jessica's mother brought her son Walt a fish last month. Jessica either accidentally murdered or...
It was an accident. Well... Did not murder my fish.
I mean,
well, did you?
I changed the water a little bit and it died, but it was looking sickly before that. We bought the cheap fish.
Okay, it's a betta fish.
And here's the thing: producer Jessica was against Walt getting that fish because she felt Walt really wasn't in a spot to have a fish.
Yes,
it died. We're thinking, okay, that's the end of it. Well, then she went and got another one. What's the status? Please tell us you didn't murder this one too.
Did not murder it. The fish is alive and well. Walt could care less about the fish. Never looks. I'm always like, Walt, look at the fish. Look at, we call him Finnegan because the first one was Finn. Second one's Finnegan.
Yes. I love that.
That's a great name. That is a great name.
Walt looks at it for 2 seconds and then runs away.
He's done.
Doesn't care.
Okay.
I have become fully obsessed with this fish.
Now the person who didn't want anything to do with the fish is now the one who's obsessed with the fish.
Oh, I talk to him all the time. When I come up to the tank, he always comes up and greets me. And I was like, hey, buddy, what you doing?
I met Finnegan, John.
Are you having a good day?
Oh, you were there?
I met Finnegan.
Can you confirm that the fish actually greets Jessica?
I can confirm that Finnegan greeted me when I went up to the tank to say hi and put my finger up. He came right up there like, how's it going?
He is a very friendly fish. He likes people a lot. Mostly because that he knows when people come up, that usually means food, but not all the time. I'll just go over there and talk to him, and he comes and sees me, and he, you know, opens his little mouth like, oh, hi, how are you? I think that's how he talks.
What do you talk to the fish about?
You know, how life is going, current events. We talked a lot about Justin Bieber the other day.
Is Finnegan a good listener?
He is. Okay. Real good listener.
Like, he doesn't have ears, so I was kind of wondering, you know, how that works.
He's kind of picky. I call him a picky little B word.
Okay.
Because, you know, the fish flakes you get?
Mm-hmm.
He eats the fish flakes. That's what we give him. But he'll only eat the pink ones.
Ah.
The rest of them won't touch.
So it's safe to say that Finnegan is finicky.
Yes. Very finicky.
I love how all of a sudden you're in love with it. That happens a lot, though, with pets. The person who is the most adamant against them becomes the one who loves them the most.
Well, I guess talking to your fish is no different than me talking to my dog, Roger the puppy. So. Yeah. He doesn't answer back either.
Right.
And he smiles once in a while.
And the fish doesn't lick you. That's about the only difference,
right?
Yeah,
and he's lovely. We had a whole big change. I had to walk him through completely changing out his water over the weekend. And we got through it together. He was a little stressed out.
Maybe spending too much time with the fish?
I think I am. Jeff the other day was like, still talking to that fish? And I'm like, yeah, well, he's my buddy.
There you go.
What does it say when your fish is more entertaining than your husband?
Uh-oh.
Sounds like an episode of Oprah. Yikes.
Well, good. That's Fish Update. Finnegan the Fish Update. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Tyler, who's in Carlsbad. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how's it going?
Real well, pal. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of here?
Tammy, do you mind leaving?
No, not at all. Good luck.
Tyler, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you do get more right than Tammy, you will get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also, all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Tyler?
Sounds good.
Hey, Kanye West may have changed his name again. Whatever his stupid name is, he once interrupted this famous singer during her acceptance speech at the VMAs. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Artem Chikstinev, a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars, had a birthday recently. Dancing with the Stars airs on both ABC and on what streaming network?
Ooh. Peacock.
Smells Like Teen Spirit is the first grunge song video to hit 2 billion views on YouTube. Who sings that song?
Nirvana.
Celebrities keep weird pets. Nicolas Cage is one of them. Tell me what pet Nicolas Cage does not have. 2 venomous albino king cobras, a gorilla named Nick Jr., or an octopus?
I'm going to go with the snakes.
Coffee is officially the most important drink in America. What country produces the most coffee in the world? Here's a clue. It's the largest country in South America.
Ooh, Brazil?
Let's get Tam back in. So, Tyler, what's happening with you today, pal?
Nothing, just driving to work.
All right, and what do you do?
I'm in the military.
Okay, well, we appreciate your service. Thank you very much, Tyler.
Thank you.
Did 3 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Kanye may have changed his name again. Whatever his stupid name is, he once interrupted this famous singer during her acceptance speech at the VMAs. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
That is right. Tyler knew that. It's 1-1. Artem Chikstinev, a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars, had a birthday recently. Dancing with the Stars airs on both ABC and what streaming network?
Disney Plus?
That's right.
Oh.
Tyler went Peacock. 2-1, Tam. Smells Like Teen Spirit is the first grunge video to hit 2 billion views on YouTube. Who sings that song?
Nirvana.
That's right. Tyler knew that. 3-2, Tam. Celebrities keep weird pets. Nicolas Cage is one of them. Tell me what pet Nick Cage does not have. 2 venomous albino king cobras, a gorilla named Nick Jr., or an octopus?
I'm going to say the gorilla.
A gorilla is correct. Who owns 2 venomous snakes?
Lots of people have venomous snakes. It's kind of creepy.
Really?
Yes.
Like,
and there's a huge trade, kind of underground, I guess you should say, for exotic animals. And you know where one of the biggest markets is for that? Amish country in Pennsylvania. How bizarre is that?
Who knows that, first of all?
I just saw a documentary, and they went undercover to this market in Amish country where you can buy all that stuff.
Come on.
I'm not joking.
Amish?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's wild.
Wow.
They don't keep them. They just sell them.
Hey, Brother Malachi, when you're done churning and raising a barn, I want to show you my venomous snakes.
The documentary is called The Elephant in the Room, or Elephant in the Living Room, and it is such a good movie.
Tyler, there you go. A little homework for later.
Yeah, right?
It's wild.
All right. Well, Tyler went with the snakes, so it is now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, coffee is officially the most important drink in America. What country produces the most coffee in the world? Here's a clue. It's the largest country in South America.
What's bigger? Colombia? No, is it Brazil?
It is Brazil, and Tyler knew that. So today we finished with a score of 4-3. Tammy, sorry, Tyler, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we do have a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, which runs now through July 6th.
Awesome.
Tyler, have
a
wonderful day. Stay safe at work before you leave. Unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Tyler in Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
No, I don't, because I've lost my sunglasses again.
Oh, John.
A couple of years ago, Tammy was the reason that my sunglasses got stolen while filming a commercial.
Okay. I am not the reason your sunglasses were stolen. The thief is the reason
sunglasses were stolen. You took it upon yourself to take them off. I had them tucked into my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You took them off. You put them down because you felt they didn't fit in the video that we were filming.
We were filming a video. I took both of our sunglasses and set them on the table. Then along comes a thief and stole yours. And that's on them,
not me. And why were they on the table?
Because I took them off for our video shoot. I was doing my job.
And again, who took them off?
Oh.
So, again, my point is proven. Clearly, I'm always saying that to anger Tammy. It dawned on me over the weekend when I lost another pair of sunglasses that I don't deserve nice things.
Oh, John.
After you got my sunglasses stolen, I bought a new pair of them. And then I was dopey enough to go paddleboarding with them on.
Mm-hmm.
Fell off the paddleboard.
Yep.
Guess what happened?
Yeah, they're gone.
Bye-bye.
In the ocean. Some shark is wearing them somewhere now.
Some really
looking
cool.
Looking
cool, shark. The pair I got to replace those over the weekend, I was in Arizona. I don't know where they are. They're gone.
John.
They are gonzo. The last time I had them was I went out to dinner with my girlfriend Sam and my cousins who all live in Arizona. We had a wonderful dinner. Incidentally, we had a wonderful dinner right outside the Padres spring training facility in Peoria.
Nice.
Beautiful. I'd never been there before. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, I woke up the next morning. It was 135,000 degrees.
Yes.
So I decided to take advantage of the early morning swim at Sam's mom's pool.
Yeah.
Went for my glasses. Gone. Nowhere to be found. I have no idea where they are. I went everywhere. I retraced everything.
Yep.
The cars I drove in. The restaurant I ate in. I even called the facility where Sam's Grandpa Lou lives.
They had
bigger priorities.
Yes, than to look for my sunglasses.
So the moral of the story is I don't deserve nice things.
Well, there's two options you can do because my husband is notorious for misplacing things, forgetting things. So what he started doing is he went and got the cord that attaches to, you know, the arms of your glasses so that it's always on his neck so he doesn't lose it. The other option is several years ago, a friend of ours brought him a gift when she was down in PB. She found this really cool man bag. And at first, when he first got it, he was like, I don't know if I'm going to use it. Now, that's what he uses all the time. I know. It might not be a look you're looking for, but if you want to keep the nice sunglasses, that may have to be the way to go, John.
I don't want to carry a man bag.
A man purse. You actually going to wear that?
It's where I keep all my things. Get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
And as far as, and no disrespect is intended to your husband, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
The clips on the glasses, I look like an old librarian. I don't want to do that. He's got sunglasses.
Yes, he does.
And he probably hasn't lost them.
No, he has not.
And I've lost like five pair in the last 5 years. And these aren't inexpensive. I'm a dope when it comes to sunglasses.
There's
I don't deserve
answer.
Nice things.
Okay.
And if I had the man bag, I'd probably lose that too. So here I am again with yet another pair of sunglasses, and the bets are on right now how long these will last, where I will lose. I can say whatever I want to say. The moral of the story is this. I don't deserve nice things.
Oh, John.
The end. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. That's Jordan Davis, who's probably in town right now, getting ready to have something deep fried and perform for us at the San Diego County Fair this evening.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. What's up, buddy?
Can't wait to see you again.
Man, the beard looks good. You use like a beard balm, a beard wax.
Well, you can ask him that when we chat with him tonight.
Look at the F.
You're not? Why wouldn't you?
If he wears a beard balm?
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
My husband has, like, when he had a beard for a little bit, he still has, like, the beard oil and all that stuff. So, yeah, go ahead and ask him. Anyway, if you're going to be there, come say hi to us. You'll find us for a little while anyway in the Toyota Lounge. We'd love to meet you and hang out for a bit.
I love fair time. I'm going to have some Australian battered potatoes tonight.
That brings up a great point, because I think we do need to do some social media content, you know, for the people.
For the people.
Oh,
that's
it's our job.
It's a good excuse to eat fair food.
I've used this job as an excuse for everything. Mm-hmm. Dad, stop watching football. I have to watch it. It's for my job.
I did get a little bit of a lecture from one of the coaches yesterday at the gym when he asked me why I wasn't going to be there today. And I said, I have to go to the San Diego County Fair, turned around and said, watch what you're eating there. I'm like, oh,
be quiet.
Man.
Oh, be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to quit that. You got to quit that gym.
Exactly.
No. You
got to
quit that gym.
No.
The judgment gym.
It's not a judgment gym. It's not a judgment
we'll
gym.
We'll see you tonight at the San Diego County Fair while Jordan Davis is performing. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.